This is a David Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Record keeping may not be one of your favorite parts of raising sheep or goats, but it is a necessary task. As producers, start to prepare for breeding season. Now is a good time to review your records from the previous kidding or lambing season. In order to have a good handle on some of your production practices, it is important to review your records on a regular basis. This includes not only financial records, but your production records for evaluating the sheep or goats in your herd as well. One of the most important indicators of profitability in a sheep or goat operation is the lambing and kidding percentage. There are a couple of figures to consider when figuring out this percentage. First, start with the number of offspring produced compared to the number of females that gave birth. Next, look at the number of live lambs or kids at birth, as well as the number of live lambs and kids a month after lambing or kidding, and then the number of live lambs or kids at weaning. Compare this to the number of ewes or does that lambed or kidded to calculate some percentages. Set a goal to wean a 200% lamb or kid crop, an average of twins, every year. Some years may not go ideally, but it is important that the does or ewes are producing twins on a regular basis in order to maintain profitability. You may also want to take a closer look at the death loss. A good goal is for the lamb or kid death loss to be 10% or less. Good mothering ability, good nutrition so that the lambs and kids are healthy and vigorous at birth, and good nutrition to support high quality and quantity of colostrum and milk are all important for producing lambs and kids that are more likely to survive to weaning age. Weaning weight records are a very good evaluation tool. Adjust the weights so that you can make a fair comparison between lambs and kids born as singles, twins, and triplets, as well as factoring in differences in the gender of the lamb or kid and the age of the doe or the ewe. Keep in mind that the highest weaning weights may not necessarily translate into profitability. Consider the frame size of those lambs or kids and their ability to thrive on pasture. Most production type operations focus on pasture as their main, if not sole, source of nutrition for both mature females and replacement females. Each operation needs to consider what size ewe or doe best meets the nutritional resources on the farm, as well as the markets where those sheep and goats are sold. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a David Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.